This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to get to this dog rant. So it was actually from Friday, but it went out yesterday. Of course, Funhouse found it, posted it,
right,
and it went everywhere. So his son Colin and his radio partner down at West Palm Beach.
And to be clear, Chris, this went on for like 20 minutes, right?
18 and a half.
Yeah.
It was like basically an entire segment.
Yeah.
Leading into the top of the hour where the back time bed plays. He was wrapping up the said rant. Anyway, so his son and his radio partner, they go to Port St. Lucie to check out the Mets. They have no producer, so they're just grinding, a couple of young kids, you know, small radio station. And Colin, acting as the producer, reached out to Mets PR very politely to request a guest or two for their remote show. Standard procedure. They're on 4 to 6 weekday afternoons, and here's how that request went.
You got a show there in the ballpark promoting the Mets and freaking baseball, and here's the response from the Mets. Hey, Colin, understand the ask, but we can't make that happen. Their schedules are full for the rest of the day. Go to hell.
All right.
Wow.
So he's not happy. He's sticking up for his son. He's like, look, they're not asking.
Like LeBron James sticking up for Brian.
Wow. And he did multiple times acknowledge. He goes, I get it. I sound like, you know,
wow,
Stephen A. and LeBron.
Like LeBron.
Sound
like James.
He did.
Me.
He said that like 4 times.
And
so self-awareness.
Hopefully Stephen A. Smith doesn't take issues with Colin.
Well, perhaps he will.
Jesus.
That's a hell of a point.
Well, yeah. Stephen A. and Colin, they had something
tremendous
a few months back. It was playful. I forget what that was.
Yeah,
in
but Stephen A.
But
and LeBron and Bronny was not playful.
Yes, I get
and
that.
And this is a little, it's not exactly
this
the same thing, but it's close.
What it sounds like, though. You know how many other radio shows that have probably gone down there and have not gotten a guest?
Yeah.
But he's fighting and killing the Mets because he's trying to protect his son.
Which
so
I
he's
think
doing the same thing.
You would do the same for your son.
I'll have to do that for my son.
Okay. Well, if you
my
were
son
in
can
that
stand on his
situation.
Own
okay. Anyway.
Next clip.
His point is, they're not asking for Lindor or Soto or Alonzo here. Just Alonzo, throw them a bone.
Paul Blackburn, come over here for a second. Do me a favor, give him 5 minutes. This is Paul Blackburn, who you couldn't pick out of a lineup. Out of a lineup. And Blackburn's an ex-A, and Colin would love that. Oh, it drives me crazy. And this is why I am going to root. I don't care what Christie says. This is the reason why I'm going to root like hell for the Mets to lose every freaking game.
So first it was the Yankees,
was
now
anyway,
it's the Mets
the
as well. So he's going to hate both New York teams. What was the excuse here, he wondered?
We're all too busy 3 hours before a spring training game in Port St. Louis. Too busy doing what, hitting 8 irons? I mean, come on, please. Give me a freaking break. No wonder I can't stand the Mets.
All right, last one. And I think you might relate with it because you were ready to fire Chris from CBS Sports Network.
Yeah, that's true.
Lost last hour.
Yeah.
And Dog says he wouldn't stand for this if this was his employee.
I'll tell you right now, that person would not be working for me. I would not allow that person to work for my... And I have an organization. I got this one. That person would not work for me under those circumstances.
Yeah, he's really mad.
He was off 18 and a half minutes. Yeah.
Well, it's his son.
I know, but I thought it was going to be more playful than
that.
I thought
LeBron was going to kill Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you know, it is what it is, but I mean, and you're allowed to have an opinion. If your son is out there, he should be able to stand on his own 2 feet.
And a pro.
Now, he also said that his son was going to kill him for doing this whole rant, that he didn't, you know, son didn't ask him to go on his radio show and stick up for him. Or
yeah,
ask him
yeah,
to
yeah,
phone
know,
in
yeah,
a favor with the Mets.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
By the way, speaking of sons, did you see LeVar Ball? Is that his name? LeVar?
Yeah, the Ball family. Yeah.
He lost his he had his leg amputated.
It could have been maybe diabetes related or something.
Is that what it was? I don't know. I just saw the story the other day. I didn't have a chance to
look
at it.
Blood clots or something. Yeah.
It was a little
terrible.
A couple of toes. Then they cut off my foot. Then they say we got to go almost knee high for another surgery. And at the same time, they're doing them blood transfusions. I don't like them. Now, having an infection, but also not paying attention to diabetes.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
That's a strong thing.
Yeah. That was via Slam Raw.
Damn.
Not sure what that is.
And didn't Dion lose toes?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And that, but that wasn't diabetes.
I'm not sure what that was, but there's a high incidence of diabetes in the Black community.
I didn't know that.
I think that's one of the things he's trying to do there is a PSA to let everybody know, man. This is serious. This is not a joke, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ugly, crazy. Frustrating 2-1 home loss for the Rangers last night against the Calgary Flames. It was Mika Zibanejad afterwards.
I think it's the whole game. It's the whole game. It's not just that second period. Even the third period, I'm disappointed. We don't have a better push than that. But, it's not good enough.
A lot of soft-spoken frustration.
You know, I got an article from last night. You know, Rasmus Anderson, he's the defenseman.
Yeah, he likes to run his mouth a little
right,
bit.
Right, I guess he and JT Miller got into it last night.
JT Miller, Trocheck, Shesterkin was right. Barking at him a little bit.
So after the game last night, he says that the reason that the Flames were able to win was because the Rangers didn't want to play hockey. They were more concerned about going after him. That's what he said.
That way a little
but
bit.
But that's what he said.
Sure. Well, John Gianone in between the benches was referencing some of the back and forth they were getting into there. He and Shesterkin at one point, as going to a commercial break, it looked like Anderson was yelling to Igor, "You're not worth it." So he's trying to get in his head a little bit. Now Shesterkin's the only guy that actually played well
for
the Rangers last night. So, yeah. Anyway.
Rasmus Anderson.
What the hell is that? Well, his team won, so he can talk the talk and walk the walk, apparently.
Probably scare the living crap out of every one of our defenders.
Islanders with four unanswered in Pittsburgh to beat the Penguins 4-2. The Nets lost to the Celtics. Boston completing the home-and-home sweep there. You got the Knicks in San Antonio tonight against the Spurs. All right, let's get to moment of the day. It's a little bit of a mix here of Al and Jerry noises, which began with Eddie playing one coming out of a commercial break, a little rejoin situation. I.
It's 8:05. Bill Ford, Tub Studio, the Boomer and Geo program. That was Al, correct, Eddie?
Doing, I don't even know what noises he was making.
Anyhow.
We know that that to me is my favorite one because how that came out of your mouth.
That's what I was going to go to.
That came out of my mouth because I was not sure if I was going to say something, so I was turning my mic on as I was starting to talk.
It doesn't even sound like a human sound.
And he also amplified it, you know, separated it.
Oh, details.
Details,
and
details.
Isolated it.
That's this is what he does.
Oh.
You talk about weird noises heard on this program.
Oh!
You want to take a stab at who that is?
Him.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Me? Oh!
Is it me?
That's you.
That's me?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That one too.
That sounds like me. Play it one more time.
The first one.
Oh!
Jesus. Would you like the full context, Jerry? It's only 8 seconds.
Sure. Never a good thing when you got to read something and worry about nuts down my throat. You imagine? Like,
ooh! There you go, fellas. Home of the day.
All right,
Chris. Thank you very much. We will see you tomorrow.
We're getting through hump day here, guys.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. You go to one of these colleges, they ask you to speak in front of the broadcasting class or something. What do you guys do? Goes over well with the listener.
Makes stupid noises.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Chris, we will see you tomorrow. Thank you very much.